We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
Sleepy Time Tales.
Tonight's tale is The Pillow Fight. Sleepy Time Tales, brought to you by Story Spectacular. I'm your host, Angie. Tonight, we are going to hear a story about two pillows that are misbehaving. I hope they can get their act together in time for bed. Let's begin our Sleepy Time Tale now. The Pillow Fight. It all started out like any other night. It was time for bed, so I went to my room, but I was shocked to see my two pillows were having a fight.
Oh no!
The fluffy white pillow threw the red polka-dotted pillow off of the bed.
Stop that! That's not a throw pillow!
After that, the fluffy white pillow started jumping on the mattress. Then, the polka-dotted pillow ran inside my closet and shut the door. I knocked on the closet door.
Please come out, polka-dot pillow. It's time for bed.
But the polka-dot pillow wouldn't budge. So then I pleaded with the fluffy white pillow to stop jumping on the bed.
It's not playtime anymore. It's time to go to sleep.
But the fluffy white pillow just kept on jumping. It wouldn't listen. Just then, the polka-dotted pillow came running out from my closet, wearing my striped pajamas.
Hey, those are my jammies. I need to wear those for bedtime.
But the polka-dotted pillow wouldn't listen. Instead, the pillow danced a pajama dance all around the room. Then suddenly, the lamp began to flicker on and off.
Ugh, what now?
I looked up to see the fluffy white pillow playing with a light switch.
Hey, it's time for bed. The lights need to be off and stay off.
But the two pillows wouldn't stop their bad behavior. I didn't know what to do. But suddenly, I heard a voice from the corner of the room yell,
"Quiet!"
It was from my kind old teddy bear who had been sitting in the corner all this time. It suddenly stood up and took the polka-dotted pillow by the pajama collar.
These are not your striped pajamas, and besides, stripes clash with your polka dots. Take them off at once and go back to your spot on the bed.
Reluctantly, the polka-dot pillow did as the bear asked. Then, the teddy bear turned to the white pillow and grabbed it by the fluff.
As for you, you need to stop all these shenanigans and get back into your place. It's time for bed, everyone!
The white pillow did as the kind old bear asked. Just like that, my teddy bear stopped the pillow fight. We all went to bed and had sweet dreams. The End. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To purchase original children's books and to watch spectacular videos, go to storyspectacular.com. Did you enjoy the podcast? Don't miss a single Sleepy Time tale. Subscribe to Story Spectacular on iTunes. While you're there, you can leave a rating and review. This helps get the word out to others who may want to listen to Sleepy Time Tales too.
Sleepy Time Tales.